It's not gonna be easy.
What's easy is floating downstream.
What's easy is being like everyone else.
You were made to stand out.
You were put here for a reason.
Normal isn't working anymore.
Look around.
Look around at the people who are giving you advice.
Do they have the results you're looking for?
I'm proposing a radical change.
It's time to fight.
It's time to fight the current. This is Aaron Thomas, and welcome to the Fight the Current podcast. I'm joined in the studio today with my co-host, best friend, and business partner, Danny Campisi. Today, we're also joined by Tim Lauer. Tim is a world-class impressionist, comedian, and Instagram sensation who is using his many talents to impact the world. Tim is one of the funniest guys you'll ever meet, and we're excited to share him with you today.
All right, episode 5, Fight the Current, man. We are actually a unique thing today because we're actually joined in the studio, our very first in the studio guest, Tim the Man Lauer, my good buddy, is actually here. He drove here from the Lancaster, Pennsylvania area, and we are so excited to have him here because this is one of my best buddies and a guy who I've known for probably going on 3 years now, yeah. And he's blowing up all over the place on social media, so... We gotta bring him in here because he's always been a guy who kind of goes against the grain. He fights the current in his life, and he has for a long time. So,
dang right,
Tim is one of the funniest guys you'll ever meet. And honestly, this podcast is just gonna be basically me laughing. That's what this podcast is.
Pretty much.
Oh, I can't wait.
And because Tim, his impressions, they blow me away. I know we're going to even talk about him possibly, which I think he'll make it, auditioning for America's Got Talent and some of the things like that. And the dude is amazing. But welcome to the show, man.
I appreciate it. Yeah, I'm excited to be here. I really appreciate you guys. Thank you so much. Aaron the Man Thomas and Danny the Ham Campisi, you know what I'm saying? But where do I start?
Oh, dude, we want to hear some impressions.
We know,
you got some.
I hear that. They want to open up the cork right away. All right. Yeah.
Dude, I got to hear my favorite one because I think you have the best Elmo impression I've ever heard.
And what's so cool is you would never think that it would come out of Tim Lauer.
Right.
Yeah, it's hard of you guys to see Tim, but if you don't know who Tim is, he's... I don't want to say intimidating, but he has an intimidating factor to him, and then you see Elmo come out of him, and it's ridiculous.
Yeah, Tim and I were just at the gym together, and it's like I put donuts on the bars, and then Tim puts like trucks on each side. And he's like, "This is a little light for me, but I'm going to start with this."
Here we go, Danny.
But no, yeah, it's true. And for those of you who are joining us from Tim's Instagram page, Timpressions, we want to welcome you guys, because I know that we already know that you are fans of him already, and man, you know how good he is at impressions. So we're going to let him kick off with some of the select impressions that we kind of hand-selected and Tim picked for us, and just enjoy. You're going to love it. So welcome to the show, Elmo.
Hi, little baby. Hi. Elmo is happy to see you today. You make Elmo for not very much, Danny Campisi.
Oh my gosh, I love Elmo.
You got any questions for Elmo?
Hi, baby.
Hi, little baby.
How was the drive over here?
It was nice. Good countryside, all that, you know. Elmo likes the car drives because it allows him to think and to conduct business. You know how Elmo is. He's got constantly phone blowing up, you know.
I didn't know that about Elmo.
Well, you should, little baby.
Okay.
Why do you say mean things? You make Elmo very sad.
I'm sorry, Elmo.
That's okay.
Okay. All right. So, obviously, you guys all know that the political climate the last couple of years has been interesting, to say the least, with, you know, no matter what side you end up on the aisle, whether it was the last 8 years with Barack Obama or the current president, the savage himself, Donald Trump. So, Tim, bring it home, man. We got to hear your presidential...
Honestly, Danny, let me interrupt you right there. I am the greatest president of all time. Believe me, okay? Nobody's a better president. The president, Obama, terrible. Absolutely terrible.
Now, let me be clear. That is a total lie. I don't understand why you would say something so profoundly misguided. I think you're a fool, and I think you lack public speaking skills and social awareness, and nobody wants that. So God knows how you became president, but you're here, and we're stuck with it, so.
Well, honestly, Obama, no one asked you, okay? Let me be clear. Who made the deals? I made things happen. I brought peace to Korea, believe me. Who was that? It was me. Why? Because I'm a winner. Why? Because I'm rich. I'm very rich, okay? Now, I can't articulate that any clearer. I'm rich. Very rich. Like, I made China. I made them submit to me. Okay. All right, that's all I have to say. And Korea, oh, jeez. I can't even continue. You already know. The proof is in the pudding.
Donald Trump, humble as always.
Well, what can I say? I'm the best.
That's funny. So, what else you got there? Who else we got that you are the best impressionist ever?
Honestly, my talent scout and marketing strategist, love him, phenomenal guy. His stage name is Jet Prescott, Tyler nice. Prescott, phenomenal guy. One of his favorites that he loves that I do is Krunk, or Joe from Family Guy. He does a whole bunch of, or Patrick Warburton, I believe that's his actual name. But he loves when I do him. But yeah, he's, hey, Peter, how you doing? How you doing, Danny? It's good to have me here today. I don't even really know what to say. My voice is like smooth buttermilk. And everyone appreciates it. I don't even need to say words. I could just, it'll just come off the tongue. And everyone will appreciate it.
You're not used to that. Those awesome studio headphones.
Yeah, I know. It's like unbelievable. I'm listening to my voice in like a whole nother light. Like it's insane, but it's fun, and I appreciate you guys putting it on display. It's gonna point out all the blemishes and everything like that, and things I may need to work on and stuff. But hopefully, it sounds good.
You're the man, Tim. Well, for you guys who are listening, obviously, we are gonna get to the backstory, get to Tim's story here and ask him some questions about how he got to this point where, first of all, a little bit about the Instagram. Where are we at now? I know you've had literally skyrocketed success with that. So how many followers do you have? And like you average some crazy amount of views on your videos as well.
Yeah, it's been a tremendous blessing. It's just throughout the process, you try to keep like a, call it a self-forgetfulness kind of deal, because you don't want your head to get too big kind of deal. Like, but I take it one day at a time and take it as a tremendous blessing, whatever comes from it. And that's mainly attributed to my faith kind of deal. But like, it's been a huge blessing, like how kind of like the platform started. But just to answer your question first, because I don't want to deviate too far off the trail. But
we'll get to all that.
Yeah, I hear that.
The meat and potatoes.
Yeah. The Instagram, I started it about 3 months ago. It's almost at 3 months to this point, but we have about 3,200 organic followers, and I've been getting 8,000 to 9,000 views like on some of my content. So it's
incredible.
It's been awesome, and I think the coolest thing about it, because I brought this because I have no idea what to expect with the whole thing. So what's cool about it is when I go to like my my marketing strategist, Tyler, and like he's freaking out about it and he's just like really excited. He's like, dude, I don't think you understand how big this actually is. And I'm like, I'm just happy to be here, man. And it's just so cool because the budget is absurdly low. Like it's dirt, like compared to like a marketing dollars and everything like that. And he's just like, I don't think you understand. Like I am doing below market budget and your content is like quintupling, like what we're shooting out. Like, so it's so cool. Cause when you understand that there are big corporations that funnel tens of thousands, hundreds of thousands of dollars into marketing their material on Instagram. And when you could even make a dent in that, like it's just huge. So I'm just thrilled out my mind, and like just all these opportunities keep presenting itself, and there's so much I can do with it, whether it's voice acting, endorsements, or whatever. Like, it's just, it's a tremendous blessing, like I said, and I'm trying to like keep it away from myself, you know, keep the pride
stay
bubble
humble
at bay.
Yep, and that's always chasing our heels, isn't it?
Yeah, exactly.
So going back to just some of your impressions, because I really want to, you know, give people kind of the inside look at what, you know, Aaron and I get when we do get the rare opportunity to spend time with you. Let's hear some Mrs. Doubtfire,
because right,
I gotta say, people that are in my circle, they love that impression, and it is just hilarious.
All right, absolutely. I knew you were gonna hit me with that one. I think your dad loves that one too.
Yeah. Oh yeah, he does. Shout out to Russ Campisi.
Okay, for everyone in here, if I yell really loud, I apologize. It's just you kind of got to hit those vocals with Mrs. Doubtfire.
Hello. Oh, I'm sorry to frighten you, dear. I must look like a yeti in this getup. This is my nightly meringue mask. It's part of my beauty regimen. What is it? It's simply egg whites, creme-pated powdered sugar, and a little touch of alum. Oh, look at there. You got your cream and your sugar now. It's a little cappuccino. As you see, I can't stay with you, dear. As you see, I'm melting like a snow cone in Phoenix. I'll go and get Danny.
Speak of the devil.
Danny!
Coming, sis!
Everyone I love it.
Well, before we start getting into the conversation, do you have any other ones that are kind of top of the mind that you want to do for us?
Yeah. I just posted a video today. I did Kermit the Frog. I did a Rainbow Connection. I actually sang it.
Nice.
And that one's always a fun one. I always get a rise out of people with that one. Hello, Kermit the Frog here. It's very nice to be with you here today, fellas. I appreciate it. I am green, which you already know. I like long walks on the beach, and I am married to a pig. So there's that.
Do that song.
Oh, yeah. Okay. I'm a Caribbean amphibian. I like to hop in the tropical sea. Caribbean amphibian. Won't you sing along with me? Won't you sing along with me? Ribbit, ribbit.
I love it, man.
I hope you appreciated it, Danny. I did that specially for you.
Okay. I know we were going to save this one to later, but I think right before we start getting into the meat and potatoes, we got to hear Fallout Boy.
Oh, dear goodness. Okay. All right, guys. The story about Fallout Boy, this is a wonderful situation. Me and Danny, we're driving to God knows where, because we drive everywhere together. But we were going to a big event, and Fallout Boy was playing on his on a CD player, and Danny just freaked out because I just like out of a whim just started singing it, and he loves it whenever I like mimic the, you know, the typical Canadian bands and all that jazz. But I don't even know if Fallout Boy is Canadian. I know like Green Day is, right?
I think they're African.
That's deep. I'm just kidding. Okay, how does it start again? I'll remember one.
Going down.
Oh, yeah. Okay, gotcha. We're going down in a new line. And sugar, we're going down swinging. I'll be another one with a bullet. A loaded gun, complex, cocking, and pulling.
Oh, my gosh, dude. Well, Tim, there's no anyone even saying that you're not talented. It's ridiculous, man. And it's awesome just having you here in the studio with us and just hearing them. You're so much fun to be with. So I just kind of want to take our viewers down the road of how did you get to this point, Tim? So you've had a lot of success with this already, and it's only been 3 months since you've had your Instagram account, which has been phenomenal. So can you take us back to kind of Fight the Current? So your impressions isn't the only thing that isn't status quo, if you will. So you have a very unique background story leading up to everything that you're doing currently. So can you just kind of dive into a little bit about how have you been fighting the current in your life up to this point and kind of how everything evolved into this?
Absolutely. Well, first off, before I get into that, I really appreciate your wonderfully kind and generous words. That means a lot.
Absolutely, man.
Especially coming from guys of your stature and caliber. But to answer your question, you're absolutely right. I have never been one to follow the crowd, so to speak. It's always been ingrained in me to, if there's another way to reach, but high, I don't know what it is. Cause that's the only way I typically do things. Ever since I was young, I've always had like very large aspirations. School was never really my thing. I felt it was like a social experiment kind of deal, like public school, Catholic school. I've been through the works, but like, I don't know. I just felt out of place. Like, I was always, I was always prone to gravitating towards the ladies, and whether it was that high ambitions, like Danny, don't say anything. Danny's like raising his mic about to say something. No, but like, and obviously I'm a saved man now, so that's fantastic. I now have a wife. So.
Thank God.
But yeah, like. Ever since I was little, the moment I started playing football, I fell absolutely in love with it, and I immediately had NFL aspirations, and it was always something I was focused on. And naturally, you hear the constant barrage of, you're too small, you're not fast enough, you're not good enough, whatever, yada, yada, yada. I received that basically all throughout high school, and I got my shot, and it got me my scholarship where I was at Thaddeus. But I was told I would never play college football. Like, I was told it would never happen. There's no way. You're too little. Yada, yada, yada. And I never listened to it. I couldn't. I just didn't operate that way. And I have a tremendous support group, too. I have amazing family, amazing friends. But
here's something that's interesting. I want to jump in on the football topic. Who is the, I know he was, I think he left the Eagles now, but something that's really, will be really interesting to our viewers is you actually tackled an NFL player in your college career.
Yeah.
Who was it?
LeSean McCoy.
LeSean McCoy.
He probably doesn't even remember it because he's unbelievable, but like.
And I'm sure he's been tackled by many people. Yeah.
But he's also made many people look like a total fool. So, but
that's awesome.
Like,
though.
Yeah, he's a tremendous athlete. I've played with a lot of great athletes. Like, in my college days, I played with a friend of mine, Vondre Griffin, and his brother is Rontez Miles, who plays for the Jets right now, and he was one of the best players I've ever played with. He threw to Rob Gronkowski in high school, so a lot of people know that name.
Nice.
But I played with tremendous athletes, and I've always been again, aspiring to do great things kind of deal, so to speak. But like, I had a tremendous football career, and I've never had a conventional job. That was another thing. Again, another one of those situations where like I told you, I've never been pigeon shooted. I couldn't do a 9-to-5. I problem with authority. Couldn't have a boss. That's not how I work. But and no offense, like, I'm not trying to nitpick or pick on anybody who has a job or a 9-to-5. I respect, there's honor in every profession. Mm-hmm. So hopefully it doesn't come off that way. It's just not how I was. You know what I mean? But, if I could 60-second summarize it, I got to the top of a sales company at the age of 18, in less than 3 months. I turned down many six-figure jobs. I got a full ride for football, like I mentioned.
Let's jump in here. I love to get deep. You know what? One thing that's interesting, and I'm sorry to interrupt you again. I'm the interrupting king.
It's your podcast.
I really want people to. I'm just trying to listen in the viewer's perspective. What is the sales company? Because I think it's really unique. Because a lot of people got this call in high school.
Oh yeah.
About like selling knives.
Yeah.
But you actually took the call and you succeeded at it.
Yeah.
Which is really unique.
Yeah, it was called Vector Marketing, and like everybody, you know, you get the constant, oh, it's a scam. You have to pay for your demo kit, all that jazz.
Yeah. So it's Cutco Knives, right?
Yeah, it's Cutco Knives. Yeah. The company is called Vector Marketing. And I got the call, and they said, you want to come in for an interview? I didn't even care what the money was. They just said I could make a lot of money if I performed at a high level, and I was confident that I could, and walked into the office. He hired me on the spot, and Amanda Frazier, she was wonderful. She was a tremendous woman. She brought out so much potential in me, like as far as like in that sales position. And, she was amazing, but, they hired me. I sold probably $60,000-$70,000 in like 3 months. So of knives.
That's amazing.
And, yeah, it was a tremendous blessing. I loved it because it was performance based. I dictated my schedule. No one told me what to do. She knew to point me and just shoot me. Like, and she gave me a path to run on, and she was never domineering. She never abused her position or anything like that. She knew how to utilize me, and she just knew the right things to say. She was a phenomenal woman. And, but yeah, that was a great career. I propelled in it, and I made a boatload of money from it too, which a lot of people said that wasn't the case. So that you couldn't do it and all that jazz, but
you never listen to those people, do you?
No.
And I think a lot of it is, excuse me, a lot of it is that the people that say that it can't be done are the people that they don't like the expectation to perform.
Yeah.
They always say that, oh, you're not going to make it in that, or it's a scam. But the people that say that, a lot of the times, they're not the people that are willing to put in the effort. So the fact
absolutely.
That you went against that and you proved them wrong and you put in that effort is so commendable in you, Tim. And it's just, it's incredible.
I appreciate it, fellas. Like I said, it means the world coming from guys like you. So,
yeah, man. So sorry to interrupt you. Just wanted to go on that little rabbit trail. But
Danny, you can interrupt me whenever you want. You're Danny the man, Campies.
Yeah, he is.
But let's roll with where I cut you off, which is, you know, you got the top of a sales company.
Yeah.
We just talked about what that sales company was, and then football scholarship.
Yeah, yeah. I had a phenomenal football career, played with some of the best athletes that I could ever imagine. Best guys ever. Like, it's just, in the last year I played, like, my buddy Vinny Regal, my boy Dog, like, and all, Damon, like, they know who they are. They know how much I love those guys. And they were, oh my gosh, my last year, we won three Eastern Conference championships, Eastern Seaboard Conference championships, pardon me. And so we were a winning football program. I had amazing coaches. Coach Wysock used to play for the Jets, and I believe Florida, if I'm not, or Miami, Florida, or Miami, I know Miami, I think it was Miami. But my coaches were phenomenal. And yeah, I had nothing but a good career there. It was great. Didn't have to pay for school, so that's always nice. And yeah, I loved it. I wouldn't change it for the world. But I would say, I guess what changed directions for me, the closer you get to the NFL, and by no stretch was I like going to the NFL or anything like that, because I don't want to discredit anybody who's made it and who's done the work and all that. But I don't know, like, and I don't want to discredit anybody who is there currently, because it just, and this is just my own personal opinion, I once you hear, and we went to my first professional game, because I've never been to a professional game, because when you're a football athlete, like, that's all you do. But when we went, I mean, how, like, demoralizing was it to hear a bunch of like 50, 60 year old guys, I don't even know how old they were, but like swearing in front of a 3 year old. And
right.
Like,
so we went to the Philadelphia Eagles game down in Philly. Who were they playing that day?
The Redskins, I think.
I think, yeah. So.
But,
and yeah, the team with mustard colors.
Yeah. But yeah, it's just, it's disheartening when you have to see that. And then you walk outside, it's like a post-apocalyptic event. Like, there's garbage everywhere, and it just, like,
and there's trash on the ground too. Like, that's just the people. Yeah. I was totally kidding. We're gonna have to cut that part out.
And Danny being a savage. There he goes.
Oh, man.
But yeah, dude. So yeah, the closer you get, the more you kind of see it for what it is, as far as like, just what the organization is as a whole. And I feel like that's been propagated like all over it, and it's kind of disheartening. Like, and I just got a cold shoulder towards it, and I went in a different direction. And now I'm in a tremendous sales career where I'm basically a pinch hitter for a sales company. I travel all over the United States, and I market a wholesale product in a wholesale venue. It's tremendous. And yeah, and doing the Instagram that we're currently propelling forward. I have a bunch of little side gigs that I help other people out, like with my buddy Zach, and my friend Brad, like with his moving company. But like, there's a lot of things I have my hands in, a lot of arrows in the quiver, so to speak. And yeah, I I keep to the term, never put all your eggs in one basket, and I'd like to diversify my income kind of deal, and I have a lot of skills that I want to utilize, and I never like to take advantage or take for granted my talents, and I always wanted to use them to my fullest, because there's other people that may or may not have like a great deal of talent, and if I don't use it, then shame on me kind of deal. You know what I mean? That makes sense. Hopefully that didn't sound like arrogant or...
Yeah. No, it didn't. So what I'd say is, going to the talent conversation, because I think people are going to be kind of wondering this. When it comes to your talents, because I've always said to you, you're one of the most talented individuals I've ever met in many, many areas. We'll just talk about the impressions. Do you feel like, Tim, that they come natural to you, or is it something you really work on? Like, I want our listeners to understand that, and just be, you know, obviously be real as you are, but just shoot straight. Is it something that you had to really try hard for, or is it something that you were gifted with?
Yeah, no, honestly, Danny, like I said, I try really hard to tread softly and not sound like an arrogant jerk, but a lot of things come absurdly easy for me. Like, I don't know how to explain it. Like, I could pick up a game, play it instantly, and just, like, wipe the floor with, like, whoever I play with. Or, like, just sales always came natural, talking to people, dancing. I learned to juggle in 3 days, and, like, I had a guy walk up to me and he goes, "How long did it take you to do that?" Like, and it was just juggling. And he goes, "I've been practicing for, like, 3 years, and I still can't get it down." I go, "Then I really don't want to tell you."
He goes, "It's been 3 days."
Yeah. And, like, I don't know. It just, things come naturally to me, very, very easy. And I would say that I am just absurdly blessed. I would say that. And I know that there are individuals that they can't say that. Like, and because my mentor told me, like, recently, Greg, he was actually on one of these podcasts. He's often told me, like, things came hard to him. Like, he looked at his feet, and he had a hard time having social conversations, like, with people. And now he's, like, a total rock star, like, and it's evident in the lifestyle that he's created and propagated. And, like, I just, yeah, hopefully that answers your question. Like,
definitely. And I think that's really unique, because I know for me, and Aaron and I talked about this in prior first show, is I would be more in Greg's camp when it came to nothing has come easy for me. So, like, I'm not all that talented and things like that. So I think it's really interesting just to hear that perspective. And I appreciate the honesty, because,
yeah,
I mean, it's just kind of being real and raw, and it's really cool to hear the backstory. So let's dig in a little deeper to connect your career and everything we talked about with your sales and your football and all that. And what connected you, or what made you start doing impressions publicly? Because I know you've, from conversations, you've done impressions with your family, like, your whole life.
Yeah. So
what made you start doing them publicly? And then you can talk even a little bit about, like, what has happened since you started doing it publicly.
Yeah. Honestly, I even went back to, like, really contemplate this, and there's only certain people I ever did impressions for in my family. Like, I was talking to my cousin Jimmy about it, and he was just like, "Tim, I don't even remember you ever doing impersonations. This is, like, new. Like, how'd you get into this?" And so it's funny you mentioned that. I literally just had this conversation, like, at my cousin, Vicky, her reception, and you know how them Italian weddings are, brother, you being Italian, of course. But, yeah, like, he was just sitting down with me, and he's like, "Tim, how did you even come about this? Like, I don't even remember you ever doing impressions." And, like, I was just like, honestly, Jim, like, what's cool about it is, what really propagated it was, I always knew I could do it, and I did it for very intimate circles as far as, like, who I showed that I can do impersonations. And what was cool about it is, yeah, I never really thought anything of it. It seemed like kind of like a gimmicky sideshow kind of deal, and I'd never really, like, put too much extra thought into making it something big kind of deal. And what was neat about it is I had a tremendous like leadership circle that I was associated with, and they were doing kind of like a little talent show. And that was the first real moment where I got to put it on display, like towards like some form of public, let's call it that. And it was huge, because I was in LA, and you actually called me, because for the talent show, there wasn't a lot of people that like were submitted into it, and the talents were like good. Don't get me wrong, but like Danny's like, that's a very polite way of putting it, but rip. But you called me, and we just kind of like spitfired, like you shot questions at me, and then I did impersonations over the, and everyone just was losing it. And you actually showed me that video, like of everyone's reaction to it. And it was like crazy. And like literally everybody was like hitting me up, like on GroupMe and messaging me and like, why aren't you doing this for a living? Like, that is amazing. You need to show the world that. And it just kind of sparked an idea. And what's amazing about that leadership like company is like, they're the best people you could possibly associate yourself with. So it was like, cool. I was like, just so much encouragement. And they were just pouring into me, and they're like, you have to do this. This is amazing. That was honestly kind of like the flint that started the fire a little bit. And like, it was huge. Like, so once I was like, the idea kind of sprouted like a seed, and I was just like, you know what, why not? And long story short, I have a talent scout reached out to me, that I actually, pitched the idea to him, and I was just like, Tyler, like, I know you're in marketing and you do a tremendous job and you're doing really well for yourself in California and you're an established artist and you're a marketing strategist, you're a talent scout, all that jazz. Like, and I was like, I have something that maybe you'd like. I don't know. You might like it, you might not, but like, I think it's a good thing. I have a lot of people that are in my corner that think it'd be wise to take advantage of. And I just wanted to pitch it to you and see what you thought. And he's like, dude, you are a freaking rock star. What are you talking about? This is awesome. And like, he's just incredibly encouraging. And like, he's a phenomenal guy. And like, again, I have like the best association in the world as far as like my partners and my friends. So like, it's just one blessing after another. And like, he took me in for absurdly low budget, like I told you before. And long story short, here we are. And 3,000 organic followers later, and videos almost pushing 10K views, like, and this is like not even through month three. And that's all she wrote.
It's very impressive, man.
I appreciate
you are the man.
Yes, Steve.
That's awesome, Tim. The fact that you did that in 3 months is what I keep coming back to. The insane following that you grew in 3 months is ridiculous. And I know that you talked a little bit about the talent show, I'll say small talent show, that you performed at. Let's talk big scale. I know that you have some dreams and aspirations of getting on America's Got Talent. Yeah. So that is a little bit more of a big deal than just another local talent show where it's being broadcasted to millions of people. So let us in on what is going on with that.
Yeah, I'm in the stage right now where I am going to be auditioning on America's Got Talent November 2nd at about like 3 p.m. I think that's the time that we solidified, because I'm one of the early birds that they allowed in. And what's cool about it is it's kind of like, so that I've heard from other people, it's kind of like streamlined. So it's kind of like a conveyor belt and it moves very quickly. And you kind of have 90 seconds to like make your impression. No pun intended. You make your impression. And then if they really like appreciate your content and your talent, they let you proceed forward on national television. So is my understanding. Like I said, I want to be above reproach. I don't want to put my foot in my mouth, but that's generally what I think is the whole step process. So I'm excited. I'll probably have a conversation with myself and look like a total psycho talking to three different impressions, but hopefully it'll give people a good laugh. But I'm looking forward to it, and blessed to have that opportunity. So
that's awesome.
So definitely everybody stay tuned for that. November 2nd?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's going to be the audition. So we'll definitely, and we're going to post in the show notes, we're going to post and link up your Instagram channel.
Oh, cool.
Because thanks, you definitely got to check that out to see kind of why he's definitely qualified and how many videos you got up there now.
I think in between 40 to 50.
40 to 50. So. Okay. And they're all just flying. Yeah. Things are, so.
And we got a good algorithm down too, which is crazy because my buddy actually edits them too. So they look really, really professional. We actually just started doing that for like half of the videos. So like the beginning ones got like a great deal of traction, which was really cool. But once we like changed that algorithm and we added that formula to it, like, it really showed people what the caption was instead of just seeing some random bald dude that has a beard. So it's like, it's really coming together. We really got a good thing going on.
That's awesome, man. That's awesome. So here's what I think is really unique and something that I think I'm getting out of this conversation with you, Tim, mm-hmm. and especially to make it applicable to our listeners, because kind of you talked about how you were kind of gifted with this ability. No doubt there are people who are listening to this that have always been gifted with a certain ability, whether it is comedy like yourself, whether it is impressions or juggling or singing or something. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? And I would just want to say that I think what you learned, Tim, is that when you just let the world hear it, you were amazed that it's like people started really supporting you. Because mm-hmm. I know the fear that most people have is, oh, I just don't want to step out and just be bold and be me, because it's being vulnerable. So take us back and just talk to us a little bit about what that was like, when maybe you had a little bit of apprehension of like the first time you started doing it. And, you know, just to encourage some people out there who have hidden gifts and abilities like you did, because you're how old?
29.
You're 29 and you started doing publicly impressions at 29 years old.
Yeah.
Okay. So let's help people get to the Tim Impressions point earlier. and what would be your advice to someone who's out there who knows they have some ability and have always kind of kept it under a bushel?
Yeah. Well, it's an excellent question. Honestly, and to be entirely transparent, I kind of had a different apprehension. It wasn't fear. I wasn't scared to do it. And Danny, you kind of know me better than most. I'm kind of like pretty unforgiving when it comes to doing things. I'm not shy about doing stuff. So, but, I was not scared. I was not nervous to do it. I felt like I had enough, like, to show people that I felt like it would be great. My apprehension was if it was meaningful or not. Like, because you kind of gets that sideshow, kind of circusy vibe kind of deal. And I feel like the best kind of like analogy that I can interpret it to is kind of like The Greatest Showman. Like his whole like feelings and thoughts in the movie, his apprehension is he doesn't want to be treated like a sideshow, like a freak. Like, and like, I was worried that is what I'm doing actually impactful? Or is this just mindless entertainment kind of deal? You know what I mean? So that was more my apprehension to it. I wanted to make sure what I was doing had purpose and was actually helpful to people. And it wasn't just another cliche, like, novelty. You know what I mean? So, like, I guess that was my biggest apprehension. And once I found out that I'd been able to administer the gospel just by freaking, like, doing an impersonation and like being able to bring a smile to somebody's face, and like all the laughter that I get from like you guys is just like, it feels it's just so rewarding. You know what I mean? Like, it, and there ain't nothing wrong with that. Like, that's what was so cool about it. And like, once I kind of got past that hump and I was just like, all right, this is actually a good thing kind of deal. You know what I mean? Like, it really helped. And then I thought about it and I was like, there are many actors and actresses. Good example, The Rock, Dwayne Johnson. Like, he's one of the most famous actors on the entire planet. And like, if you're listening to this, Rock, I'm not trying to pick on you or anything, but I thought the WWE was a total joke. Like, and I was just like, to see a man propel his career from what appears to be like a circus sideshow, like I said, like a circus sideshow, like with the WWE or WCW or whatever it is, but to take that, which is basically just acting wrestling, and propel himself into be one of the most influential actors on the planet, I think is a good example that I ain't got nothing to worry about kind of deal. You know what I'm saying? Like,
definitely.
Hopefully that's a good example.
Yeah, definitely. So obviously it sounds like fear wasn't holding you back.
Yeah.
But for the other 99%, what would you tell them?
Just be bold. Like, be bold. Make it happen. I mean, when you're grounded in, because I'm a man of faith, and I'm grounded in my faith. I believe in a sovereign Lord that has complete governing control over my life. And obviously I have a responsibility as a man, and I'm not saying that removes the responsibility out of my life, but it's good to know when you're comfortable in knowing that you are loved and you are cradled by something so much bigger than a crowd could ever be. Like, it doesn't matter if I get booed by everybody or if I get ridiculed or picked on or anything. When you're that grounded in your faith, not to say that I'm like holier than thou or anything like that, but it's just how comfortable I am in my faith. Mm-hmm. And just when you feel that that assurance, that confidence, you're bulletproof. You know what I mean? And like, that would be
kind of like the what's the worst they could do to you?
Yeah. Yeah, there's nothing you can do.
They can't.
Like, the Apostle Paul laughed at death and torture, for God's sake. So, like, right. If he can handle that, I should be able to handle a little ridicule, right? So, that's
anyone who's ever going to do anything is going to get ridiculed.
Yeah.
You're going to get ridiculed whether you do something or not.
Yeah, that's what being a Christian is, for God's sake. Like, good luck being a Christian nowadays. Like, you're getting stoned.
You're getting toasted.
You know what I'm saying?
Awesome, Tim. Well, we'll wrap it up on time here, and I know that our listeners are going to value something, and Danny and I, we haven't let you in on this, so this is going to come of a complete shock to you.
All right.
But we're going to ask you some questions, and along with those questions, we're going to specifically ask for a specific impression when you answer that question.
All right.
So
that we didn't prepare you on.
Fantastic.
So my first shot to you is... I am currently playing a Mario game.
Okay.
Can you please let the listeners in on some of the sound bites and reactions that they might hear while I'm playing my Mario Bros. Video game?
Right on, right on. Well, here's what's cool. Like, if you're playing Mario Kart, you typically hear all the noises under the sun, especially, oh my goodness. So Mario has a specific... like group of things that he said. It's me, Mario. Hello. Ooh, ah! Yeah, wahoo! Hee hee! Waha! So there you got Mario. And then God forbid you hit Toad on the round, because he does this god awful scream. Ah! Ah! Whoa! 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 And I love Yoshi. Yoshi's actually my favorite character.
Yoshi. Yum.
So those are like probably my favorites as far as Mario Kart characters
go. That's hilarious. Okay, so I got a good one for you.
Go ahead.
count backwards from 10 like Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Okay, Danny, here we go. We're gonna count through the numbers. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. All right, I'm done counting.
I'm a cop, you idiot.
I'm a cop, you idiot. Danny! Hello, Danny. It is very nice talking to you. Thank you for letting me in on the show.
Ask me a couple questions.
I'd like to ask you a bunch of questions. And one of them answered immediately, who is your daddy and what does he do?
Thank you, Arnold.
Absolutely.
All right, Tim. I want you to describe your ideal date
Oh, dear God.
In Stewie's voice.
Yes. Yes, well, it's actually a wonderful question. My ideal date would have to be in Bora Bora, chilling with some Mai Tais, on the crystal blue water, and not with Lois. Hate that woman. Don't want her to be there. But yes, I would have to say be in Bora Bora with my lovely wife, who I'm getting married to in September 1st. And, yes, that's probably going to be like a 5-year, like, anniversary kind of thing. Cause we don't want to leave too far, so we're probably going to go to, like, somewhere Pinchot local. Park. What did you just say? In a moment. What did you just say?
I'm going to freeze your milk.
How? Why would you do that? Makes no sense. Cut my eggs. Cut my milk. Imbecile. Freeze it, then cut it. If you ever question me again, I'll put you on diaper detail. And I promise I won't make it easier for you.
Oh, man. Okay, so I got a good one.
Okay.
I'd like you to talk in the voice of Gollum.
Oh, goodness. All right. This one's always fun. Okay.
And
this one's going to be challenging. This one's going to be fun.
I know. I got to think of a good question.
Okay.
Time is taking too long.
I guess.
Only wish to catch a fish so juicy sweet. It's always tough to do that one, Precious.
All right, do your ABCs as Gollum, and then just start improvising Gollum, all the Gollum quotes in the world.
Okay.
A, B, C, D, E, F, G, H, I, J, K, L, M, N, O, P, L, M, N, O, or L, M, N, O, P, Q, R, S, T, U, V, W, X, Y, and Z. Now I'll know the big fat hobbits, and I'm going to eat some fish. It was really random.
It was random.
What's titties, Precious? What's titties, eh? Oh, yes, we could. Spoil a nice fish. Only wish to catch a fish so juicy sweet.
Oh, that's really hard on the voice.
I can imagine that. That's hilarious, man. So, dude, so we wrapped up the hilarious impressions. I really hope the listeners got a chance to hear what you're all about. So here's what the last question before we get to our outro questions is, just if you could, because I know that your Instagram has just been videos as of now.
Yeah.
And obviously you're going to get a lot of viewers from your Instagram channel, kind mm-hmm. of hearing the backstory on Tim the Man Lauer of Tim Pressions. So what would you, if you could say one or two things to your fan base at Instagram, what would you say?
That's a wonderful question. I would just honestly just shoot my sincere and like humble gratitude, because I realize there could be miles of things you could be doing rather than watching one of my videos of my content. And I really appreciate like all of you guys out there who are willing to put your support in me, and that you really like enjoy the content, and I look forward to actually keep producing it for you. And just I'm blessed, and I appreciate you guys so much, and know that it is not squandered, and I will never let it get to my head. Because the fact of the matter is, I'm only as big as my fan base kind of deal. Like, you know what I'm saying? And I always want them to know that I will do my darndest to remain humble, practice, like I said, self-forgetfulness. And I just really want them to realize that they are what make me, and as far as my impressions career. So
Tim the Man, dude. You're not only a funny man, but you're an incredible man of character and integrity, and I love it so much. So, last question that I have for you is, please tell the listeners, what does it mean to you to fight the current?
Well, I was prepared for this, because what it means to fight the current is, I believe that if you have something, if you have a burning desire to do something grand or in a large scale, it's typically not following everybody else, because it really is something that you have to be willing to go against the grain, because no one's doing what you guys are doing, creating a podcast, putting yourselves out there, and just like being vulnerable, like Danny was like discussing earlier. And like, if you're willing to just take the punches and just keep pushing through, that's the only way you become like big in any industry, is if you're willing to do what no one else is willing to do. And fighting the current is being willing to do what no one else is willing to do. And I try to emulate that. And there's no other way I'd want to live. I've lived my life completely proponent on like my abilities and what I've brought to the table. But like I said, it is all a gift. I understand the talents that I've been given, and I plan on utilizing them. And I hope for all individuals that are listening, if you have the talent, surround yourself with like-minded individuals who are going to encourage you and push you through. Make sure you're investing in yourself properly, and just be willing to go the extra mile, because even though I will say everything has always come easy for me, I was never worried about what anybody else said. Like, 'cause I've heard it all the time. Like, I've never seen anybody do this. I've never seen anybody make it. I've never, you don't got this or this, whatever. I never cared. Like, if I heard the words that, no one's ever done this before, that just made me excited to be the first one to do it. So like, I would say be willing to go against the grain, because everything worthwhile is upstream. It's against the current. So
great, great answer, man. Perfect. So for our listeners who obviously are excited about everything that you shared and think you're hilarious as we do, how can they follow you? How can the people listen to this follow you?
If you guys appreciated what you heard, hopefully you did, and hopefully I didn't bore you too much, but it is actually, I'm on Instagram. My account is timpressions717. So if you type that in, you'll be able to see my content. There's red exclamation marks at the end of it, and it's hard to miss, because apparently when I took the name, like, it's the first one that pops up now, because I think there's actually a few people that tried it, but they don't have the same success, so that's a positive, I guess. But that's how you'd find it, and I appreciate you guys if you guys choose to follow it. So
that's awesome, Tim. Well, we just want to say thank you once again to our listeners. We're going to go ahead and put all those links in our description in the podcast. That way it's an easy click that you can go ahead and check out what Tim's doing. So Tim, again, just thank you so much for taking the time out of your busy schedule to be here with us. I know that I speak for both Danny and I that we had a blast interviewing you and just hearing your impressions every single moment that we have an opportunity to. So,
well, the feeling's mutual. I love you guys. Danny, you're a wonderful person. I really appreciate you. Erin, the same thing goes for you. The governor of California appreciates you, and I want to let you know that I wish I could be like you when I get older. And Danny, I just can't say it enough. You're very attractive. And
well, there you have it, episode 5 of the Fight the Current podcast. We hope that you guys enjoyed that episode just as much as we did. It's been our pleasure putting out these podcasts to you guys and just interacting with the community. It's been awesome to hear the feedback and the impact that we've been making into your life. So we hope that you continue to listen and share our vision with your friends.
You've been listening to the Fight the Current podcast, your guide to living an extraordinary life in an ordinary world. We ask you to subscribe and review this podcast as it helps out a lot. We sincerely hope you've gotten value today, and if so, we would love to hear from you. Check out our Facebook and Instagram pages and give us a shout out. Keep posted for our upcoming episodes, and until next time, swim upstream and fight the current.